The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you can't do nothing but wave your hand, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Hallelujah, the world is in turmoil. People dying every day. Left and falling to our left and falling to our right, but yet we won't give him a praise. Amen. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna pump and prime you, but the next voice you're gonna hear from is our very own Reverend Breckenridge, who's gonna bring forth the word on today. Amen. Amen. Everyone point your right hands this way. Say, God bless you, Reverend Breckenridge. Amen.
Can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he gives to you. Just keep on giving, because God's giving, no matter how you try. For he sends the sun, and he sends the rain. For a harvest of gold and grain, Lord, and he comes to see me every now and then, for he's my best friend. Somebody might have asked, why did he sing that song? Well, I went to Knoxville College in 64 on a full scholarship in football.
came back in 2 years. Didn't finish there, but I went to Southern Ohio College and received a degree in business management. My job paid for that. Went over to UC and went to OMI, and my job paid for that. I went to Cincinnati Christian University, and I had to pay for that. And I got student loans. And I knew I wasn't gonna be able to pay a whole lot of money for it, but you know, back then, back now, it was like, when I first went to Knoxville College, only $1,000 a semester. But when I went to over to Cincinnati Christian University, it cost a whole lot more, a few thousand dollars more. And filled out some papers. This week I received a letter from Navient, and they told me I ain't paid nothing. So, you know, God's good. And I know He is good, because you know, the more you give, the more He gives to you. And it's good to know the Lord. But it's good to know the Lord for yourself. Not for somebody else, but for yourself. Let us pray. Father God, we come thanking you, Lord, for just this another day, a day we've never seen before. But today, Lord, you come by and you woke us up early this morning, and we was clothing our right minds. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, as I stand here this morning, Lord, I ask you to use me. Take me for myself and put me in your hands, wrap me in your glory, and let me tell it like it is. Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you. These are our blessings we ask and we pray. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. And we're just going to read one verse. You know, I was told a long time ago, you know, there was a writing out of the classroom I went into, and it was KISS. And it said, keep it short, stupid. But I'm going to keep it short and sweet. The verse is, says, everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who searches will find. Your Bible might reach, say, seek, and you shall find. Thank you. You may be seated. Once there was a man who dared God to speak. And if you allow me this morning to use as a subject, are you listening? This man, he probably went to Sunday school, knew the word, what the word said. But he dared God to speak. He asked God, he said, God, burn the bush like you did for Moses. God, and I will follow. I don't know, many of us know the story about Moses and the burning bush. Moses saw the bush burning, and God began to speak through the bush to Moses. And this man wanted God to speak to him like he did to Moses. And he said, Lord, you know, if you speak, I will follow. And Moses, God told Moses when he was at the Red Sea, looking here now, I'll go and I'll want you to follow the flame of fire by day. No, the cloud by day, I'm sorry, and the fire by night. I got it all mixed up. And he said, now I'll follow. And Moses followed that cloud and that fire until God brought him to where he needed him to be. And then the man said, look, collapse the walls like you did at Jericho. He then he said, God, and I will fight. Now, you may know the story of, this man probably went to Sunday school and you know all the stories in the Old Testament. You know, and I like the Old Testament because it has some stories in there that revealed a whole lot. And he said, look, and I will fight. And we know Joshua was a fighter. He fought the battle, if we sing that song, Joshua fought the battle at what, Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. You know, we may not realize that the walls were thick. They could put a whole house in the walls. But God brought the walls down for Joshua after walking around the walls for 7 days. And then that seventh day, he walked around it seven times. And they shouted, and they blew their horns, and the walls came down. So the man wanted God to do that thing, same thing for him. He wasn't Joshua. He wasn't Moses. But he wanted the God to do the same thing so he could know who God was. Then the man said, God, if you God, still the waters or the waves like you did at Jericho. And he said, God, and then I'll listen to you. This man wanted God to speak to him, and he would follow. He wanted God to speak to him, and then he would fight. He wanted God to speak to him so he would listen. I don't know about you. Some of us have been that same way. God had to do, back in the Old Testament, they had to see a sign before they would know who God was. They had to see a sign. They had to see some evidence of God speaking to them. And we're the same way. We got to see, tell God, look, you know, I talk to God just like I'm talking to you all right now. All right. I don't use no formal words, no big $50 words or 50 cent words. Or, you know, mine maybe cost about a penny. But my words are small. And I talk to God. I said, Lord, now look. I need you to do something for me. Sometimes I say, Lord, I got to get up early in the morning. And I tell him what time I want to wake up. You know what? I wake up at that time too. So God says, look, the man says, look, talk to me. So this man, you know, I'll tell you what he did. He went and sat by a bush. Down by a wall, down by the sea. And he was waiting for God to speak. God heard the man. So God answered, and he sent fire, not for a bush, but for a church. He brought down the wall, not of brick, but of sin. He stilled the storm, not of the sea, but of the soul. When I read this story, you know what I thought about? I thought about Jesus. When God sent down the fire for the church, and Jesus came to the church, for the church, not to bring down some walls, but to build up some walls. Amen. He took down the bricks. When he ripped the curtain in the temple. And he brought down sin. Jesus came to wash our sins away. Thank you. Jesus came not for just one person, not for two, but for everybody, for the whole church. Yes. He came to cleanse our souls. And God waited for this man to respond. And he waited, and he waited, and he waited. Because the man was looking for a bush to burn and not the hearts. He is looking for bricks and not lives. He was looking for seeds and not souls. He decided that God had done nothing. He probably read the scriptures, knew what they said, but he didn't look at Jesus. He didn't look at Jesus when he came and he bled and he died on Calvary's cross. He didn't see where the nails was pierced in his hands. He didn't look to see where the nails were pierced in his feet. But he thought that God had done nothing. There's so many people today looking around and saying, God, where is God? Thinking their God has lost his powers. But man has given up on God. Man is still waiting to see God's reaction to the things that are happening in this world today. Man is not getting out there and doing anything about it, but they're just waiting and waiting. But God is still in the blessing business. Finally, he looked to God and he asked, God, have you lost your powers? Man, like I said, has given up. And God looked at him and said, have you lost your hearing? See, we're looking for God to come the way we want him to come. We're looking for God to come, like they said, in mysterious ways. Huh? And his wonders do perform, the song says. And he plants his footsteps on the sea and he rises on every storm. In the song, it says, he fixed my feet for running. My eyes he opened wide. He fixed my tongue, Lord, I can say, I'm satisfied. I don't know about nobody else. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Because he has done some wonderful things for me. God hadn't lost his hearing. God is waiting for man to respond to him. And man is still looking for the bush to burn. I ain't talking about President Bush either, or ex-President Bush. But I'm talking about the bush that Moses saw. And man is still looking for the walls to fall, like in Jericho. Man is still looking for the waters to be calmed. But Jesus, God speaks, but man needs to listen. Are you asking God, are you listening? Have you gone through some trials and tribulations, through some storms and through some rain? Huh? And have you ever asked God, are you listening to my trials? Huh? Have you gone through some valleys that you can't get out of? Have you asked God, are you listening, God? God hears us. But God is still waiting for us to respond to him. But are we responding? Are we responding the way in which we expect God to speak to us? Are we responding to the way in which we want the answer? God speaks to us. He speaks to us in three different ways. He says yes, no, and wait. And some of us are so impatient. We're so impatient. We can't wait for God to answer us. And then, when God answers us and gives us that no answer, we don't even want to hear it. We tell God, we want to tell God, look, God, now I want the right answer. Now you know you give me the wrong answer. That's the answer I don't want to hear. That's the answer that I don't want to respond to. But the man wants to know. And God to respond the way he wants him to respond. God says, are you listening? Can you hear? We look at the weather and we see the different aspects of the weather. We got some things planned for that day. And it snows. And it snows so deep that we can't get out. And then we say, well, God, why didn't you do that today? Maybe you might have supposed to might have to stay in. And if you got out there, something might have happened. But God says, wait, be still, and listen. He says, I've not lost my powers. You just don't want to respond the way I want you to respond. But we need to know that God is still there. He's still there. And he's doing some mysterious things. And we just don't want to hear him. But listen for God. Listen to the way he tells us. Listen to the way he wants us to respond. For Christ, because God's coming back. He's coming back. He's not coming back wrapped in swaddling clothes. He's not coming back laid in the manger. He's not coming back with an announcement to the shepherds. He's not coming back with an earthquake, with a shout of an archangel, or with a trumpet. But he will be, or will you be ready when your name is called? Have you given your life to Christ? Have you turned your life over to the man who walked on the water, to the man that calmed the raging sea, to the man that healed the sick and rose from the dead? His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. But I will call his name Jesus. The man who bled for me. The man who died for me, the man that I give my life to. Are you listening to God? Are you listening? We can read the scripture all we want to. We can know it from front to back. But are you listening to what he has to say to you through those words? I knew a fellow one time. He could quote the book of Psalms. He could stand up and tell you without even opening the book and quote the book of Psalms. knowing the words, but doing what they say is the answer. For Christ is coming back. Are you ready? Or will you be ready? Are you listening to God? He's listening to us. Day by day, when we pray, he's listening. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to open up our ears and open our minds and open up our hearts that we might be able to understand what you are telling us through the word, that we might be able to listen and find direction in our lives, so that we might find in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. These are our blessings we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. Are you listening? Amen. Amen. The doors of the church.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.